Chapter 6. Mr. Collins proposes. The next morning, Collins asked Mrs. Bennet for a few minutes alone with Elizabeth.
Yes, of course! Lizzie will be very happy, Mrs. Bennet said, walking out of the door.
Elizabeth called,
Don't go, Mother! Mr. Collins cannot have anything to say that's private.
I'm going upstairs, Lizzie. You must stay here and listen to Mr. Collins, her mother replied.
Elizabeth was now alone with the clergyman.
Almost as soon as I entered this house, Elizabeth, I wanted you to be my wife, Collins said. I must tell you why I want a wife.
Elizabeth wanted to laugh, but she tried to look serious.
Firstly, I must be an example to the people in my village. Getting married is necessary in life. Secondly, I will be a much happier man. Thirdly, Lady Catherine said to me, You must marry a woman who is polite, careful with money, and who will help you in your work. Find this woman and I will visit her. I will inherit your father's estate, and I should choose one of his daughters for my wife. I don't want you to lose everything. I won't ask your father for money for our wedding, because he isn't rich.
Elizabeth had to stop him.
You're too quick. I haven't given you an answer yet. Thank you for your kind words, but I cannot say yes to your proposal.
Ladies often say no to proposals when they secretly mean yes, Collins said.
So I'm encouraged by your answer. I shall hope to marry you soon.
I'm not one of those ladies, trust me, Elizabeth cried.
I'm serious. You couldn't make me happy, and I could never make you happy. You've been very kind to think of my sisters and me, but I must say no.
You are a lovely woman, he replied. And I'm sure that if your parents agree, you will say yes.
Silently, Elizabeth left the room to look for her father. When Mrs. Bennet saw Elizabeth leave the breakfast room, she went in.
I'm so happy for you, she said to Collins.
I'm sure I'll be very happy too, when Elizabeth has agreed to be my wife, he said. Of course, she has said no at first, because she's a polite young lady.
She said no?
Mrs. Bennet asked, surprised.
I'll go and speak to Lizzie. She's very silly and always wants to do things her own way. If that's true, maybe she will not be a good wife for me, Collins replied, a little worried.
You don't understand. She's silly about these things, but in every other way, she's very sensible, Mrs. Bennet said quickly.
I'll go and speak to Mr. Bennet. We'll talk to Elizabeth.
Mrs. Bennet ran to the library.
Mr. Bennet, you must tell Lizzie to marry Mr. Collins. She doesn't want to marry him, and he may decide she's not the right person.
Mr. Bennet looked up from his book.
Tell Lizzie to come here. I shall give her my opinion, he said.
When Elizabeth entered the library with her mother, her father spoke in his most serious voice. "I understand Mr. Collins has proposed to you, but you've said you will not marry him. Is that right?"
"Yes," Elizabeth replied.
"Your mother says you must marry him," he continued.
"Yes, or I'll never see her again," Mrs. Bennet cried. "And I'll never forgive her."
"This is difficult, Lizzie. Your mother will never see you again if you do not marry Collins. And I will never see you again if you do." Elizabeth smiled. Mrs. Bennet looked very unhappy. When Collins was told that Elizabeth's answer was no, his pride was hurt. But he did not think about Elizabeth for long, because Charlotte came to visit. While waiting for Elizabeth, Charlotte listened quietly to Mrs. Bennet talk about her nerves. When Elizabeth appeared, Mrs. Bennet said,
"Here she is. She doesn't care about us. She only cares about getting her own way. I told you, Lizzie, I'm finished with you." "Oh, my nerves. You don't know the pain they give me."
Then Collins entered and said to Mrs. Bennet,
"We all make mistakes. I wanted a wife, and I wanted to help your family. If I've done anything wrong, forgive me."
For the rest of the day, Collins said nothing to Elizabeth and spoke only to Charlotte, who listened politely. The next day, the girls met Wickham in Meryton. He explained that he was not at the ball because he did not want to see Darcy. He walked back to Longbourn with Elizabeth, and she introduced him to her parents. She had a good opinion of Wickham and wanted them to like him. Soon after Wickham left, a letter arrived from Netherfield for Jane.
"My letter was from Caroline Bingley," Jane told Elizabeth when they were alone. "She and Mr. Bingley have gone to London and won't come back this winter. She says Mr. Darcy wants to see his sister, and they do too. Miss Bingley hopes her brother will marry Miss Darcy."
"Miss Bingley knows that her brother likes you," Elizabeth said.
"But she wants him to marry Miss Darcy.
Caroline's followed Bingley to London because she plans to keep him there. She wants you to think he doesn't like you, but everyone knows that Bingley likes you very much."
"But if we marry, can I ever be happy when his sisters don't want me in their family?" Jane asked.
"You must decide. Who is more important, him or his sisters?" Elizabeth asked. Collins had to leave the next day. But first, he proposed to Charlotte. She knew that he was not sensible or easy to like, but he had a job and a house, and she was 27 and not pretty. So Charlotte agreed to marry him. Elizabeth was surprised, but she understood her friend. Mrs. Bennet was very angry and jealous when she heard the news, and Mr. Bennet thought that Charlotte was as silly as his own wife. Elizabeth, happy to see Collins leave, thought she may soon get another proposal from a more handsome and interesting man.